Walking up to Mount Edgecombe High School, things look pretty nice. Big signs point the way to different parts of the campus, some Halloween decorations hang in a breezeway, and a marquee flashes news to students in bright red lights. But standing in a courtyard at the state-run boarding school, Superintendent Bill Hutton explains that the student population is quickly outpacing the available room.
So right behind us is the activity center. The activity center, we can just barely squeeze our 400 students in there. And so when it comes to time for parent activities where the parents are here, we actually can't let the 9th and 10th graders come in to see the activities, awards, and those kinds of things because we don't have room. So we'd like to expand the activity center for more people.
There's also a classroom expansion planned that will connect the academic building to the school's fieldhouse, which is inside an old repurposed World War II airplane hangar. Adding 9 classrooms will put all of those rooms in one place. Right now, some of them are up a hill over by the dormitories. That's expected to cost $9.3 million, and the total amount of money the school is seeking is $15 million. The remainder of that money will be used for structural repairs and renovations. And to really understand those, you have to follow Hutton through a locked door marked authorized personnel only, and then up a steep staircase.
Okay, we're coming up to the control tower.
About 65 years ago, air traffic controllers looked down on military fighter planes from this room. Today, you can see the roof of Mount Edgecombe's academic building. It's seen better days. Hutton points out thick green moss growing in tufts from between the shingles.
You can see that there's we have some leakage over there, over the activity center. And we have a bucket in there at different times, and we need to take care of that and all the moss, and so we need to, this is the new building on campus, is the academic building, and that's still 23 years old.
Hutton also says the trellis on the building steeple could use a paint job, and the gutters have holes in them and need to be replaced. We get in a car and drive up the hill to Mount Edgecombe's dormitories. The boys' dorm has stained carpeting and gaps in the laminate flooring. What it doesn't have is a good common area for the boys to spend time in. That's something else they want to add. And like the classroom building, these dorms can make for tight quarters.
We have some overcrowding in our dorm rooms with 5 and 6 students in pretty small spaces, and we have to be licensed by the child care licensing, and each year we have to get a waiver for those rooms. And so if we replace the classrooms down here, it would be a better school spirit and a lot safer than for our kids. And that would also enable us to renovate some of the other classroom space into dorm rooms to alleviate the overcrowded dorm rooms.
The girls' dormitory building has had some remodeling work done recently, and it's another world compared to the boys' space. The carpet is clean. There are lots of places to sit and study or chat.
The kids tend to accept what is given to their credit, and that's pretty exciting that they are able to do that. But when they come back and see the main girls' dorm and the renovation and the difference in the facilities, they are really excited.
The state school board's approval of the Mount Edgecombe renovations amounts basically to an endorsement. The proposal now gets sent to the governor's office for inclusion in his budget, and then it's up to the Alaska legislature to decide what to do with the money. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.